I want to be sure you worked into the Laird thing as this, you mentioned it briefly, but I just want to be sure he knocks on his side. He has his gorillas, you know, that's such a fraud. You talk about the 18 fully armed divisions with the most modern tanks and guns and so forth and so on, you know, and coming from the north, you know, with a massive invasion, such communists and so forth, the naivete of this sort of thing. Well, I think that's very important. And then was he on two networks? If he did that, we ought to be sure Connor gets on two next week. I think it's really irrelevant what the cost is. Whatever we need to get the coverage we need for Connor, we should buy it. Don't do it on the basis of buying a network, because it's cheaper to buy it in full. Just get out and this is an effective thing of buying. Tell all those people that are out there, ask them how to do it. Now he's got a hell of a ride when he goes, you see, because that's the first off time we're going to have next Tuesday or so. You're pretty good, but now he'll get some, and of course I talked to Christian, she thinks it's an effective format. He's got, you know, well presented and all that sort of thing. And, you know, but we got to expect that. I mean, hell, they can do it. But on the other hand, he's a pretty goddamn poor actor. That's the point. The point that we want to make is not to let our little boys get excited about it, but just crack the little bejesus out of him on the POWs, on the amnesty, and on the imposition of a communist government. And then, of course, the total fraudulence of this idea that we're going to have the gorillas. Laird just went out. There were 50,000 North Vietnamese in Cambodia. There were 70,000 in Laos. What? Yeah. And just slice them up. But I would get that in, and I would keep that hammering in. I think, incidentally, Rogers could take that on, too. He, you know, he doesn't need to talk about it, but he should do it in a speech, and then he doesn't have to talk about negotiations. Totally the thesis, and not just talk about negotiations. Somebody left the House, and that guy said he's trying to sabotage peace negotiations. That should be said by somebody, though. You might write in this instance a pretty devastating reply even by accident. I mean, I'm not sure that isn't a pretty good opinion to go on. Not to talk about negotiations, but talk about, now let's look here, what about POWs? What about amnesty? Imposing a communist government. And that here he says that this is a peaceful country, Cambodia. The facts are here. Laos is a peaceful country. The facts are here. That's why we went in. We didn't go in there. We didn't go in there. David, we went in there to save American lives. The people were shooting at us from across the border. The communists. That's, you've got all the points, and I get all those put down into a simple stuff, and I get it out, and I knock the living Jesus out of them. The idea that this speech, one speech, disqualifies him to be president of the United States in this period. I choose that term. The naivete and the basic support of the enemy, well, or the basic faith in his failure to condemn the enemy, it ought to be a pretty good exercise. Fight a little on this issue. That could be said to this speech because of its fraudulent, well, I would no name calling, I'd just say because of its inaccuracies, because of naivete, etc. You know? I'm inclined to think myself that's the way we got to handle it. But my own view is that we have on our hands here a guy that just honestly if it's